emails come from @oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay. Hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1. Make sure to change your password. 2. Check your multi-factor settings. Step 3. Change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay. Dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right. Now, let's get back to important things, like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every time that we need it most.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergey Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine, Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd, head to Club Expo from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, February 4th, check out Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, check out the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts with two new exhibitions in the Martin Muller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 4th, Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, join the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts for two new exhibitions in the Martin Muller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. On Friday, February 6th, join WONY for their interest meeting at 3 p.m. in Union Square. Watch women's basketball as they take on Fredonia at 5:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Then stay after for men's basketball versus Fredonia at 7:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Club Chuck happening in Hunt Union from 7 to 11 p.m., including activities such as laser tag, paint a vinyl record, and a silent disco. On Saturday, February 11th, see Planetarium Show Cultures in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15, or The Sky Tonight from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Watch the wrestling quad match versus Ithaca, Williams, and Wesleyan starting at 1 p.m. in Chase Gym. Watch women's basketball versus Buffalo State starting at 2 p.m. in Dewar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And afterwards, catch men's basketball also versus Buffalo State at 4 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm out there. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Good morning! Hi everyone, my name is Anna. I'm your DJ Anna, and you are here with the first... Oh! Sorry. You're here with the first episode of Chit Chat. If you listened to the show before... Or not if you listened to the show before, but if you recognize my name, I also had a show last semester called Cleaning Out the Attic, with which I played CDs from my attic. And I had another show before that called What's for Dinner, where I talked about food. This is neither What's for Dinner nor is it Cleaning Out the Attic, but rather Chit Chat. Chit Chat was a show about, you ask? I don't really know. It's kind of in the title. You hear me chit and maybe a little chat. I plan to have this a show, hopefully, where I can have more guests on, more friends, more acquaintances. But I thought for the first episode, we keep it light, casual, and a little personal. So it's just me today. I have my show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's prime brunch time, so I'm sorry if you tend to eat around that time. I do, too, but I like to torture myself a little bit, so... I put it during, like, my most hungry hours. You know me. this is literally just a show where I'm going to talk about anything and everything. I feel like most people have these shows, but it's always fun to have, I guess, a variety, you know? You never know who's talking. You never know who has what experience. We're not going to get personal, but you're just going to hear me talk about stuff. So if you're into that, hey, welcome to the show. Again, it's free. We're freeballing here. I might play music one day. I might not. For now, it's staying an hour show, not 2 hours. But again, who knows? We'll see what has to come this semester. Yeah. And honestly, we might have some CD playage here because I just realized we have a huge, huge library of CDs here in WONY 90.9 FM station here on SUNY Oneonta campus in the lower level of Hunt Union, the basement right next to the mailroom, just in case you were wondering. We have a huge collection here that I believe the music department is trying to file through right now. And I feel like it'd kind of be a shame to not discover that. But for right now, we're chit-and-chapping. We're chit-and-chatting. Well, keeping it light and easy, easy breezy. You know, very fun. Very fun stuff. All right. So I have my list of topics we're going to talk about today. But first, while I prep and get into my mental space and do my meditations and my psychic evaluations, I'm just going to have you sit tight and listen to the song for a second while I get ready. So don't worry, we'll be right back after the song, which is Stephen Brown Work. Hold on, this song is really long. Let's find a different one. That one is so long, guys. I don't want to be away from you guys for that long. So anyways, this show, I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited to have with you guys. I'm excited to have it every year. Thank everyone on the WONY e-board and all the members who make it possible. We have a lot of shows this semester. Like, our schedule is full. It was pretty full last time, but it's very full this time, too. So you can tap in whenever you want, on whatever you want. You can listen to our live stream either on your radio or through the web browser. I believe our website is wonyfm.org. So keep that in mind. All right, here's the shorter song that you're going to hold on to while I prep everything, all right? All right, I'll see you guys in a second. Thank you.
chance. I wish I could just enfold you and everyone in my hand in a pocket of time. In my pocket, it's fine. I wish I could just enfold you.
Back with another episode of Chit Chat, guys. I mean, the first episode of Chit Chat. Anyways, you know I'm legally obligated to play a song on the show, which is difficult if it's just a talk show. But don't worry, we're back in it, and now we're ready to go. Just in case you guys didn't catch the minutes before that song, my name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. This is my new show for the spring 2026 semester, Chit Chat, where I chit chat about stuff. All right. We have a rather... it's not long. It's not a long list at all, but I can definitely stretch it out. So a little info about me, guys. I'm pretty sure, I don't know how many people listen to the show, but we're going to find out. My name is An. I'm a junior. Spring semester for everyone. I'm a junior and digital studio art major. I'm kind of hungry right now. What else? I had a show called Clean Out the Attic where I played CDs from my attic. And then I had another show before that called What's for Dinner, or You Talk About Dinner. And now I'm here. And now it's really great. And everyone's having a great time. And between the time I was doing What's for Dinner and now, when I was doing What's for Dinner, I was like bald. I wasn't bald, but I had a lineup. And it was pretty bad. I respect that haircut for what it was, but it was pretty bad. But now in the semester, I have some very long, luscious locks. Yes, I do. And I am black, just in case you were wondering. Fun fact. So I'm very happy to be back in the studio. I remember signing up for my show slot hour. And I was just like, oh, man, I don't know if my heart's really going to be in it. Like, I don't really know if I'll have time for it this semester. Because I'm taking a lot of studio classes. I have five studio classes, I have four. So that's a lot of physical labor that all requires, like, 5 hours of physical labor outside of class, which is a lot. And I was just like, oh, man, I don't know if I'll be able to do the show on top of this. But now that I'm in here, I really enjoy it. The Woney community is a great community. Everyone's really nice. We have a great studio. And now I'm feeling hashtag energized. And a lot changed over the winter break. Also, before I get into it, if anyone wants to call in, especially since this is a chit-chat show, I would be more than happy to chit-chat with you. As long as you don't call me names or curse at me or be mean, then I'll hang up on you. But if you want to come chit-chat with me, you're completely free. The number to the studio is 607-436-2711. That is 607, Oni Ontario code, 436-2711. That's two ones at the end. But anyways, I'm feeling very energized now that I'm in the studio. And a lot has changed. Winter break. I was supposed to get a lot done. Well, I wasn't supposed to get anything done, but I wanted to. And not a whole lot of that happened. You know, I feel like everyone can relate, at least anyone who, you know, has a winter break. Maybe if you just have like a regular job, you won't relate. Or maybe that feeling is all the time for you because you have a regular job. But anyways, you know, I was supposed to draw. I was supposed to get my car fixed. The car has not been fixed for like 4 years at this point. But the hope is rearing its head on that Honda Accord 2005. So everyone, cross your fingers for that. You know, I was supposed to draw. I worked, quotation marks, because my job isn't even really a job. I decorate, I arrange fruit, edible arrangements. If anyone has gotten an edible arrangements in the last 10 years, I'm surprised they're still in business. But it is a surprisingly... more people get edible arrangements than you would think. which was a very eye-opening thing. They're very cute. And, you know, we're supposed to get stuff done. But I feel like a lot has changed. My hair got very long. My sleep schedule got even worse. And not worse as in I stay up late. Worse as in I have to be in bed by like 9 or 8 o'clock. You know, 10 to 11 was already an early bedtime for a college student. Like, that's already early. 9? Last night I fell asleep at 9. What? Oh, no, that's a lie. Last night I fell asleep at 12 because I was watching Harry Potter with my dear friend Lexi. Hi, Lexi. I love you. I hope you're listening, even though you probably aren't because I didn't send the link to you. But then the night before that, I fell asleep at 9, and that's really early. I mean, I'm not ashamed of falling asleep at 9 p.m. If that's what my body needs, that's what my body needs. I'm going to fall asleep at 9 p.m., and I'm going to wake up at, like, 8. That's fine. You know, that's 10 hours right there. But, you know, some people would not share that assessment. But that's okay, because this is not their show. Anyways, a lot has changed. I think one of the biggest changes for me coming back to the campus is the bus stop. The bus stop has changed. Freshman year, what year was I freshman? I think it was 2023, I was a freshman. Freshman year, the bus stop always stopped at Main Street. You know, Main Street across from the Salvation Army and the bus stop. But now I don't even know if that was a bus stop. I'm thinking maybe that was a mail room. Or I don't know. I'd always see people in military uniforms also going there, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, I assume before that, the actual bus stop was the street before that. But I didn't know that because it was always on Main Street. So this semester, and this is a long story, actually. So over the winter break, I want to confess to everyone on campus right now, I've had some people say that they really enjoyed this. If you've seen a poster last semester that was like, I lost my glasses, that was me. I made that poster. I'm the guy who lost his glasses, and I did find them. But the sad story is that even though I made the two posters, I lost them and then I found them, at the end of that semester, I broke them. So it was a very long saga that ended with heartbreak. And not only did I break my main pair that I ended up finding, I also lost my spares. So over winter break, I was completely blind. And it wasn't an issue because when I can still see stuff near me, but also I wasn't really going anywhere. I was going between home and work and like, maybe restaurant. You know, there was not a whole lot that required a far distance to be seen clearly, is what I'm trying to say. So over winter break, I was supposed to go to VisionWorks and get a new prescription because they won't send you your old prescription if it's older than a year, even though my prescription hasn't changed that much. Anyways, but I didn't, long story short. So I get on campus. I'm like, oh, man, I can't do this. Like, I actually do need to see, like, what I'm doing and going places. So I ordered a spare. Or I called VisionWorks to set an appointment. And I also ordered a pair of spares. I ordered a spare of, usually I wear clear, thick, round glasses. I ordered, like, some old man frames that are, like, they're rimless. They're square, rimless metal frames. So we're going to see how they look on me. I'm a little scared, but I was like, you might as well make the spares ugly and then your main pairs, like, reliable, you know? So that's what we're going for. So I've scheduled the appointment with VisionWorks online. And at that point, it was January when we came back. It was that same week. So it was the Friday of the first week we came back. So I'm like, okay, cool. Next Friday, my glasses appointment at VisionWorks at Southside Mall. So the Friday comes, my appointment is at 10 o'clock. I get on the bus at 9, right? I'm on the bus at 9, and the bus goes down to the new OPT bus stop, which is very fancy, very shiny, triangle-shaped. And there's, like, big signs, and it's, like, this stop, and the, you know, it's a bus stop. It's very nice, and I assume the trailway stops there now too, instead of in the scary place before that. So, anyways, so it stops there, and I'm like, what is this? Because I didn't know. I was like, OPT, yeah, that's the bus. Is this the bus stop? So I wasn't sure, so I kind of sat there for a second. And then I was like, this is probably the stop. So I got up and I asked the bus driver, I was like, hey, is this the new stop? And he went, yeah. And I went, okay. So I got off the bus. And this is, remember how cold it was when everyone got back on the campus? It was very cold. It was very, very cold. And I was too scared to go inside the bus stop, because I didn't know what was in there and I didn't want to go out, and I really wasn't brave enough to investigate. So I'm sitting on the bench outside of the bus stop, and it's very windy and it's very cold, and I don't have any gloves, and I just have one coat and a scarf. It was pretty bad. So I'm sitting there waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the Southside bus. Southside bus is taking a while. Okay, 9:30, the Southside bus isn't there. So I go, okay. Man, that's not good. 9:45, Southside bus isn't there. I said, okay, well, I'm probably going to be late to this appointment, right? So I call VisionWorks. Brr-ring. Hi, you've reached the VisionWorks AI assistant. How may I help you? Okay, all right, thanks, the AI guy. Okay, I go, can I speak to the front desk? He goes, sure, connecting. Brr-ring. They don't pick up. Okay, fine. I hang up. I wait 5 minutes. I call back. Hi, this is VisionWorks AI assistant. How may I help you? Hi, can I talk to the front desk? None of my coworkers are available right now. That was kind of weird to me. Why is the AI calling the front desk workers his coworkers? They do not care about you. This AI guy does not have lunch in the break room fridge. And he's not going to Janet's potluck on Saturday. Don't call them your coworkers. But anyways, he was like, oh, we can't connect you to the front desk. I said, you just did. Don't lie to me. So he's like, oh, we can't connect you. I just say again, can you connect me to the front desk? He goes, certainly. Connecting you now. Bring, bring. So whatever. That time they pick up. They go, hi, VisionWorks. I say, hi, I have an appointment at 10 o'clock. Okay, they go, sure, what's your date of birth? Blah, 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 blah. Right? And I say, oh, I might be kind of late to my appointment today. I said, okay, let's check. You said you had it for appointment today? I said, yeah, today at 10 a.m. I said, okay, give me a second. Your appointment is for March next month. I said, what? I said, yeah, you have 10 a.m. at March 30th next month. I say, oh, awesome. And mind you, before they told me, like right before they told me, it was for next month, and I was there sitting at the bus stop in the freezing cold a month early. Apparently, the Southside bus had came, like entered the OPT bus station, but I wasn't aware there was a back side to the bus station. So it turns out the bus station is like, you can walk around it and buses will collect around it. So you could be at one side of the bus station and not realize the bus you're supposed to get on is on the other side. So I guess it had entered the other side. Well, I was not aware while I was talking to the AI VisionWorks front desk guy. And as I'm like, yeah, I might be a little late, I see the Southside bus exiting from the hidden path behind the OPT bus station and cross in front of my face and leave. And I just have to go, yeah, I might be a little late. So I guess it kind of worked out that I was there a month early so that, you know, I didn't have to reschedule and I wasn't, you know, half an hour late to that appointment. But I was still waiting in the cold bus stop for an hour. So, you know, at this point, I'm just kind of like, hey, you know what? That's on me. Not a big deal. I'll go warm up. I'll go home. I don't have anything going on today. I want some pancakes. That's what would really make this better. I want some pancakes. So now the goal is find glasses to go find pancakes. So I'm on Main Street and I'm like, what place would have pancakes? You know, like I was thinking like Autumn Cafe might have pancakes, but that's like expensive. You know, I can't afford that right now. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot. I don't think any of like the bagel spots would have pancakes. So I was like, Latte Lounge is right here. I'm right in front of it. They probably have some pastries, right? For some reason, I was like, man, they won't have pancakes. I walk in there. The first thing I see on the board, boom, 3 sack of pancakes. I go, oh, my God. Oh, thank God. Right below that was 2 pancakes, 2 eggs, and two meat, like 2 sausages or whatever. I go, perfect. Absolutely perfect. So anyways, I go in there. I say, hi, can I get 2 pancakes, 2 eggs, 2 meats? They say, sure, what kind of meat? I say, you have anything turkey? They say, we got turkey bacon. I say, perfect. So I get my pancakes. I sit down. Delicious pancakes, guys. You know, not an advertisement. I'm not allowed to advertise anything on here. But I want to say, those were some solid pancakes. And I'm sorry to all the waffle fans out there. Why would you eat a waffle? The pancake is right there. The pancake is right there, hot and ready. Like, don't upset me. If the waffle doesn't have fried chicken next to it, I'm not taking the waffle. And even if the waffle does have fried chicken next to it, if the pancake has fried chicken next to it, I'm picking the pancake and the fried chicken, guys. I'm just saying, you know, to each their own, but the pancake is right there. It's soft, it's supple, it absorbs the butter and the maple syrup perfectly. You don't have to apply it to each individual square and like whatever. Anyways, I'm hating on waffles, but I do enjoy a waffle. I'm just very specific about the waffles. Anyways, so I'm eating these delicious pancakes. They're very delicious. I'm very, very good. I'm very happy. They're delicious. I got the 2 eggs over hard and the sausage was... I mean, the turkey bacon was very delicious, and it was great. Oh, sorry, I just hit the mic. It was really great. And then it was pretty uneventful. I just had some delicious pancakes, and I wanted to tell you about it. I'm pretty sure my professor walked in, and she got a coffee dark roast. No cream, no sugar. And I believe it was my figure drawing professor. So, Janet, if you were at Latte Lounge... on a Friday in January, and you got a dark roast coffee medium. Oh, no, I think she got a large. I was behind you eating pancakes, and you didn't notice me. So maybe you did notice me. You didn't want to say hi. But either way, I was there. So, yeah, delicious pancakes, guys. Those were really great. Yeah. And also, can I say, this is not on the list, but I do want to say that recently I've rediscovered maple syrup. And I know that's a strange thing to say, like, how can you rediscover maple syrup? I don't know, but I did. So it was kind of great. What I mean by that is, like, in my house, you know, we don't often, nobody in my house can really eat stuff like that. So we don't often have the stuff you would put on pancakes, you know. We don't have, like, chocolate chips or maple syrup. But for some reason over winter break, we did have maple syrup. I went, oh, my God, that was so good. Because up until then, all the pancakes I was eating with honey. And I love honey. I love honey butter. I think it's a delicious addition for a pancake. But something about the maple syrup after honey for months, you know, it's just like, wow, like this is really made for pancakes and waffles. Like that's perfect, you know? So I really enjoyed that. And this came with some very delicious maple syrup and it was great. So if you guys are thinking about pancakes recently, they do indeed serve pancakes at Latte Lounge. And usually when I go to Latte Lounge, it's really busy for some reason. I really have no idea what their peak hours look like. Because I thought it would have been early in the morning. Well, I guess maybe 10 o'clock isn't that early. Maybe if I had been there an hour earlier, it would have been busier. But I don't know. I feel like I always go when it's packed and then it takes like 3 hours. But this I got very quickly and they're very delicious. I think also Nick's Diner serves pancakes. But that was a long walk. I didn't want to. It's a scary hill. I don't want to go down there. But they do serve pancakes. I think I've had them. I think they were pretty good. But I can't remember. So another place that serves pancakes here. If you guys know any other pancake-related restaurants that serve pancakes here in Oneonta, I would love to know. Because I do really like pancakes. I don't know if you guys knew that about me. But anyways, that was a great pancake related story, guys. You know, it was a rough start with the bus stop. Oh, one more thing. One more thing. That bus driver, no offense to him, and this is very small and not even important, but for some reason that day it really upset me. When the bus, usually every other bus driver does this, when the bus comes back to campus, or like if you're on the bus, right, and the bus stops, you know, either to pick people up or let someone off, if you're coming off and people are coming in, the bus driver will like hold out his hand to the people coming in at the front of the bus. He'd be like, stop, so that people inside can go out the front if you want. So I'm sitting right next to the front. This is coming back to campus. I'm sitting right next to the front. So I get up. I stand up to go walk out the front of the bus. Because usually the bus driver holds his hands out and he's like, wait. I'm walking towards the front of the bus. The bus driver goes, back door. Go through the back door. I said, excuse me. Excuse me. You're supposed to hold your hand. You're supposed to stretch that right hand out and hold it there. So everyone coming on the bus knows to wait. But no. No. He banished me towards the back of the bus. This was January, but mind you, right now it's Black History Month. You're not going to banish me out the back door. I'm trying to get out the front. The front door is right there. You're trying to ban... Dude. So anyways... That really upset me. I don't know why. I don't know why that day particularly was really bad. So I kind of have a vendetta against that bus driver. So anytime I see him, usually I say thank you when I get on the bus. I don't say thank you. I just swipe my card. So yeah, it was a crazy day that day. And a lot of stuff happened. But I did get pancakes and I really enjoyed that. So, you know, that was the highlight of that day. So the spare frames, they're on their way, I hope. I don't know where they are yet. I have not gotten an order update about that. Yeah, we're just kind of waiting on that. Okay. We have a couple things here to cover, but as I was telling you the story, I have some more things that I remembered, which are honestly not as important as what's on the list. There is some stuff I wanted to tell you. Sorry, I keep ending to the mic. I gotta chill with that. I saw my, if anyone knows, Ruben Salinas, he's a professor here at SUNY Oneonta. He has a huge gallery opening. Not huge, but he has it's a lot of art. He has a gallery opening right now. I don't know the hours, but any school day, I think it opens, it's usually like 10 to 4 or 11 to 4. He has some amazing art. I love him. Great guy. Go see that. I went to his, he gave a speech Thursday, I think. Very, very provocative, very emotional, very rousing. It was a great speech. What else? There's also a smaller gallery, a smaller showing, a student showing that I haven't been able to look at yet. And the smaller one next, like on the first floor with the whatever. I give up on that sentence, but it's there. And it's probably really great. So go check it out. Oh, and there's also this poster. Let me grab the poster. Can you hear the poster? There was a poster here on the desk of the studio, and I thought I would read it in case no one else has read it. I'm on any of their shows. It says, The Made by New York Woman Film Festival. So any film fans, there's a film festival. March 6th and the 7th. So that's in a month right now, because it's February right now, yeah, so. That's a month from now. Yeah, 30 days probably. I don't know. Whatever. March 6th and 7th. Oh, I'm sorry. Just burped. A night of comedy and a night of drama at Foothills Oneonta, so right across from the OPT bus stop. Friday, March 6th is comedy night. 6 p.m. happy hour, meet and greet, 7 p.m. comedic shorts, and 8:15 feature The List. And Saturday, March 7th is drama night, happy hour, dramatic shorts, yeah. Tickets free, donations welcome. So I just thought I would read that if anyone's a film major and interested in going to the New York Women Film Festival. Sounds very beautiful and active and a great way to get involved with your community. Oh, Yeah, that's right. We love bridging the community between SUNY Oneonta and Greater Oneonta area because that's what we're all about. Anyway, so there's that. What else was I going to tell you? I was just looking at Cork, and there is a planetarium show in Perna. I believe it's Perna is where the planetarium is, from 11:30 to 12:15, $4 per person. So if anyone's listening and is like, hey, I got $4 in my pocket, and I would like to go see a 45-minute planetarium show, there's that. OK Crew was doing something this weekend, and I cannot remember what it is, but it's probably really great and important. Come to OK Crew every Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., where you can learn Korean dances for free, and it's really awesome. In Fine Arts 103? I don't know. It's the dance studio in Fine Arts. What else? It's very cold. That's probably important. It's very cold, so I heard about the wind chill warning. I was like, psht, wind chill. It's like 20 degrees out. It's going to be fine, and I got out. It was really windy. It was really cold. So make sure to bundle up. For me, I don't really get super cold, but my face does. So it really hit me right in the face, and it was not good. But, you know, there's that. So, you know, bundle up and be warm. Be hashtag warm. So what the story I was going to tell you that came to me while I was telling you the pancake story. Sorry. What came to me while telling you the pancake story was the cookie story. This happened to me over winter break. I think this was around New Year's time, right? I want to say a week before New Year's. I was having dreams. So I remember, and I'm 100% telling the truth here. One night, I had a dream. And my dreams are really weird. They don't make any sense. Like, the last two nights, I've been having crazy dreams, and I can't remember what they are. I just remember they're always very long, and there's always very involved and strange, and I never remember them. So the week before New Year's, I had a dream, and it was long, and it was involved, and I didn't really know what was going on. But what I do remember from that dream is that I was, like, doing something, and then, like, I was in the dream, I was like, oh, I gotta go over here to do whatever. Oh, well, there's a cookie. Do I want a cookie right now? Yeah, let me have a cookie. It's like, yeah, I want a cookie. So I eat a cookie. I was like, oh, what kind of cookie is this? Oh, it's a blueberry cookie. Oh, okay. I eat the cookie. I wake up. Okay, I don't remember that. Like, when I wake up from that first dream, I didn't remember the cookie part, right? I didn't remember any of it. I go to bed the next night. And again, it's long and involved and weird, and I don't remember any of it. But there's a cookie. And he's like, I don't know, some guy is like, oh, you want a cookie right now? It's like, you know what? Yeah, I take a cookie right now. And I eat the cookie. I go, what kind of cookie is this? I go, the guy goes, oh, it's a blueberry cookie. I go, oh, okay, I never heard of that. I wake up. This time I remember the cookie part. I kind of remember that a little bit. I just remember being like, I want a cookie. The third night, I go back to bed. And again, it's long and involved. And I don't remember any of it. And a guy goes, hey, you want a cookie? I go, it's the cookie dream again. Oh my God, it's the cookie dream again. And I go, of course, I'm in the dream and the guy is giving me a cookie. So I say, yes, I do want the cookie, and I eat the cookie. This happens a fourth and a fifth time. The fifth time, I go, all right. Okay, this is too much. I can't have any more cookie-related dreams. So what's the best way to resolve the cookie-related dream? Of course, it's to make the cookies from your dream. So I go on. I set out to recreate the blueberry cookies from my dream. And I do. I have a regular chocolate chip cookie recipe. I take the chocolate chips out. I put frozen blueberries in it. And I also was like, oh, you know what would go good with these blueberries? Lemon. So I put some lemon zest, a little lemon juice in it. Guys, that was the best cookie I've ever had. Not many other cookies were as good as that one. Like, it was really good. And to me, I usually don't describe myself as like a fruit. Like, lemon zest is not the first flavor I go for. Nor is blueberry. But I was like, oh, I feel like this is good. I don't know. Maybe because it was from a dream. Maybe it was really trying to tell me something. Like, I don't know what the blueberries had to do with anything. They were there and they were delicious. I ate so many of those cookies. But I just don't, like, I don't know why it was so good to me. But anyways, it really opened a lot of paths for me because, one, I just realized how versatile a cookie really is. When you think of a cookie, you think, oh, okay, chocolate chip, snickerdoodle, white macadamia. Who's eating that? Not me, but it exists. Okay, double chocolate. Okay, M&M. You know, Panera's has the kitchen sink one, you know. And then what else? But that's where they get you. A cookie is so versatile. There's so many types. I was looking at a cookie list the other, like, after that dream, I was researching the cookies. I was like, damn, I got to find out what kind of cookie, like, you know, I got to think about this. There's so many types of cookies out there, guys. So I really implore you to go ahead and try. You know, just by modifying a chocolate chip cookie recipe, you can get so much stuff. You know, I made another batch of cookies after that. This was January. So this was post-New Year's, post the cookie dream. And I was like, oh, I have all these cranberries. What if I make cranberry cookies? I was like, oh, what if I put Earl Grey in it? Those were not good. The cranberry Earl Grey cookies were not good. But I did try them, and they were versatile, and they were a new flavor. So, like, I implore you guys, go ahead and go crazy on the cookies. You know, I think that's an underrated dessert. So right now I'm winning the competition for most times cookie is said during a radio show. I'll add in 5 more just for, safe measure. Cookie, 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 cookie. Okay, good. So yeah, I just remembered that I had to tell you guys about the cookie dream. It was crazy. It was really insane. Okay, we're rounding up. Well, I don't know. I have 50 minutes. That's not really rounding up on the end of my show, but we do have 50 minutes left. Let's see. Oh, this is not important. It's kind of important to me. I had Taco Bell the other night. I think I had Taco Bell a week ago. You guys, this is just turning into what's for dinner. This is the show where I talk about food. We didn't, even the glasses story that I told you in the intro was really just about the pancakes, you know? So maybe... The show might have to be, it might have to be renamed. But anyways. So yes, that was the glasses appointment. That was with the pancakes. Those were the cookies. And I did have Taco Bell recently. I have been trying to stay away from fast food. One, it's not good for me. Two, it's just evil. And, you know, it's just not a great look. But Taco Bell, I feel like my appreciation for Taco Bell has only come in recent years. And it's pretty all right. I'll eat some Taco Bell. Taco Bell Cantina actually opened up recently in Syracuse. That's where I live. I thought it would be like crazy, but it's just regular Taco Bell and they serve beer, which is interesting, I guess. And they have live music and stuff. So I haven't been there when it was popping. I think I was there like 10 in the morning before I came back to school actually. So, oh well. What was I going to say about Taco Bell? I got a $9 Lux box. So it was the burrito. I never had a burrito from Taco Bell before. It was a burrito, a Doritos Locos Tacos, the cinnamon twists. There's one more thing. Maybe it came with two tacos. I think it came with two tacos. And I also got a Crunchwrap on top of that. So it was kind of a lot. But it was really delicious. And I watched it with my friend Lexi while we watched Tu Wong Fu, Thank You for Everything, Julie Newmar. We watched it as a DVD that we bought from Walmart, and we watched it on my laptop which had a DVD player connected to it, which was connected to a Roku. So it was a great night. I really enjoyed it. I really liked the Taco Bell. That story wasn't interesting because it was just regular. Like, I just ate Taco Bell and I hung out with my friend. It was really great. I enjoyed it. It was a great movie, too. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you guys should get Taco Bell this week. Hashtag not sponsored. But it was pretty good. Yeah. yeah. Last night, I also saw another movie up. So me and my friend Lexi, we have a, hopefully I can get her on the show soon. We have a thing we do called Fortnite. Not the video game. I'm not sure. I can't really remember how we got the Fortnite name, but we just watch movies. So I don't know if you guys know this about me. I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies. So recently we've been watching them because Lexi is a huge fan. And, you know, I didn't think they'd be bad. Obviously, I thought they'd be really good because they're cult classics. And, you know, even before she had the mold on the walls, you know, what's her face was spinning, I guess. And she was, in fact, spinning because which one did I watch? I watched the Deathly Hallows Part 1 last night. That was really great because everyone was dying and it was, you know, really crazy and it was sad and upsetting. And in a movie, I love that. Personally, I'm not one for feel-good, happy movies. Not that, like, I don't watch them. I can watch them and appreciate them, and obviously they're fun and they're happy and they're great. But I feel like I get more out of a movie and I enjoy it more if I'm emotionally touched I really enjoy drama. Like, the extreme, the dramatic, I really enjoy that in a movie. So, you know, that was a good one. If anyone hasn't watched Harry Potter, which is not impossible because I hadn't and I'm 20, it's kind of embarrassing. Actually not that embarrassing. I don't really care at all. I don't know why I said that. Anyways, to anyone who hasn't watched, I'm going to spoil it right now. So maybe don't close your ears. Dobby dies in that movie. Maybe if I read the books, I would care more, but Dobby had like a total of 20 minutes screen time through the rest of the movies. We watched Dobby die on screen for like 12 minutes. His owl died instantly. He didn't get more than 30 seconds. And like one of the professors, Mad-Eye, you know, he was a big part in one of the other movies, died off screen. And the only thing they were like, oh, we lost Mad-Eye. What? What? You got Dobby on the front cover. He's smack dab on the front cover of this movie, right next to Harry Potter. He hasn't been in more than 30 minutes or in more than like one or two of the movies, and there's like eight of them. He got 12 minutes of death. And man, I got zero? Oh. So that kind of upset me this week. That was kind of rough. And it was just like, what? I don't know. Anyways, I'm enjoying those more than I thought. So, oh, do you guys know about this? They're making a new Harry, do you guys know about this? They're making a new Muppet show. Yeah. Do you guys know that? Seth Rogen is developing a new Muppet. Actually, I believe it's out already. I think that the new Muppet show is out. And it's actually the show. I think he might be making a movie. But all I'm really excited for is that he's making a new Muppet show. I love the Muppet show. I had the whole box set when I was growing up. I think I had the first two seasons on the box set. I don't know if I had the rest. But I really enjoyed them. I watched The Muppet Show a lot. It was a great show. The Muppets are there. The Moominshants are there. Who else was on The Muppet Show? The guy who sung, "With coming, when have you..." Nope, not that guy. It was a different guy. I don't know, but he sung that one. Oh, he also sung Razzle Dazzle 'Em. You guys know who I'm talking about? What I'm trying to say is there was a lot of people on the Muppet Show. This is a great show because Kermit was there. You know, Miss Piggy was there. Scooter was there. Fozzie was there. Pepe was there. Ralph was there. You know, Gonzo was there. Rizzo was there, I think. He wasn't there for a lot. Sweetums was there. The Count was there. Yeah. So anyways, you know, get excited for that, I guess. What else is going on? There is a Woni zine in the studio, which is very nice. There's a zine. I hope it gets warm soon. The groundhog saw his shadow. Or he didn't. I don't know. Either way, we've got 6 more weeks of winter. What else? I have to wash my hair tonight. And that's kind of a process for me. I mean, it's not that bad. It takes like 2 hours total. It's just like I don't want to do it. Not that I don't want to do it. Obviously, I want to be clean. I'm going to do it. But it's just like, ugh. Because, you know, the shower's here. You got to bring it in. All right, I'm going to stop because it just makes me sound gross. All right, the show's over, guys. I talked about the cookies. I talked about the pancakes. I talked about the Taco Bell. That's kind of all we got. I think this is a new rendition of What's for Dinner. And I guess I want to apologize for that because I didn't intend it to be. But I just don't think my life is that interesting unless I'm talking about food. Last night I was talking to my friend Lexi and she was like, you know, you're not like a weird person, but you know, you just have like an interesting, you know, mindset. Like you're an interesting person, I guess, because of the way I was raised. Like it's a little weird, I guess, not weird. But the truth is, I'm just... I'm not that interesting a person unless I'm talking about food. And I realize that now. You know, the pancakes, I could talk about the pancakes for another 20 minutes. What did I do yesterday? What did I do in class? I drew. Did you have any interesting conversations? Yeah. About what? You know? Oh, how are the pancakes you had? Oh, the pancakes were so good. They were nice and fluffy. They were, like, delicious and strong, and they were sweet but not too sweet. And they had a great texture. They were, like, fluffy, but also, like, a little bad because they were, like, gummy, which I like, though, you know? So, I'm sorry. This is a new season of What's for Dinner. Maybe we can call it What's for Breakfast, huh? And we talk about breakfast food. I don't care about breakfast food that much. I'm sorry, guys. Breakfast food is a lie. It's a scheme. It's a scam. It's not true. You don't have to listen to it. You know, you can eat a burger for breakfast. It's the exact same. You know, you can have burger for breakfast. You can have pizza for breakfast. You can have soup for breakfast. Like, you don't have to eat eggs. You know, can I be honest, guys? I don't like eggs that much. I really don't. I appreciate what they do. I appreciate them in a dessert. You know, a lot of respect to chickens and a lot of respect to eggs. Because I recognize, you know, what eggs has done for our society. They're a great addition. Personally, I do not like eggs unless they're prepared in a very specific way. Or they're just not like first choice. But because eggs are like... the only, for American breakfast, the only source of protein you get through is, you know, eggs or sausage. The sausage here sucks. No offense. It sucks. None of the sausage here is good. None of the turkey sausage here is good. I can't eat the pork sausage, so I have to eat the turkey sausage. The turkey sausage here is not good. It's not good. So, you know, you gotta eat the eggs. I've done this thing where it's just easier for me to eat eggs in the morning because, like, this is what I'm saying. I don't like eggs very much, but you have to admit they're very easy to make and they're a good source of protein, you know? So even though I'd really rather eat anything but an egg early in the morning, I still end up eating it because it's there. It's affordable. Well, it's there. It's easy. It's not too hard to mask. See, this is how I make scrambled eggs because I think the thing for me with eggs is kind of the texture and also the smell is what upsets me. So this is how I make eggs. I make scrambled eggs. This is my recipe. I'm going to leave you guys with a recipe before I go. 2 eggs, okay? 2 eggs. And then heavy cream. a splash of heavy cream or milk. And you can feel this with your heart. If I want to give you an exact amount, I'd say maybe 2 tablespoons. Not that much, you know, but like a fair splash, a hearty splash. Whisk it and whisk it really good, okay? Like, you don't want to see any streaks. It should be like a pure pale yellow. Okay, turn the pan on high heat to let it heat up, okay? Put the egg in. Turn it down. I use butter because at home I cook in a, what is it called? It's a stick pan. Oh my God, what is it called? Not cast iron. It's like a steel pan. It's just a pan that's not non-stick and it's silver, but it's not silver. It's like metal. Oh my God, it's just like a pan. You put it in the pan with butter, and the butter is going to burn a little bit when you put it in the pan. That's okay. Just make sure you put the eggs in straight after that. Let them cook. Do the thing where you like peel the cooked egg from the side and like pour the raw egg under, like tilting the pan. And let that cook, and then you flip it. Put cheese on top of it immediately, and then put the lid on it so that the cheese melts. That's how you eat it. Make sure to put salt, pepper. That's all you really need for an egg. You can put paprika. You can put onion, I guess. Not really necessary. Just salt, pepper is fine. And the cheese on there. The cheese will do the heavy lifting. So you don't have to worry about that. And that's kind of how you get it. And people are going to get mad at me. I don't care. I put ketchup on it. A little drizzle of ketchup. Hot sauce is also acceptable. Not Frank's Red. Do not put Frank's Red on your eggs. That's gross. You're gross. You're gross if you use Frank's Red hot sauce. Who would eat that? No offense. No. I'm a Texas Pete guy. You got to get... Get Pete in there. Get Pete in there. He's whipping the lasso around. He's trying to round up the eggs. Give me Texas Pete. Get Frank out of here. Nobody cares about Frank. Get him out of here. Okay? And Tabasco is fine, too. I don't know what brand this is, but we had like a Crystal hot sauce. It was like Crystal Bay hot sauce or something. That was really good. I enjoyed that. Anyways, those are the acceptable hot sauces to put on your eggs. And that's my breakfast, usually. And I haven't had toast in, 5 years. So, you know, do that what you will. Anyways, we're rounding up on the end of the show. Thank you guys for joining me for another episode of Chit Chat, even though it kind of turned into What's for Breakfast. But I'm glad that you guys were here with me. I'm glad that you were here for my first episode of Chit Chat here at WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. I don't know who else is playing today. I don't think anyone's after me, but I'm absolutely sure there will be some shows in the evening, so stick around for that. Maybe they will be playing music instead of talking about pancakes, and maybe you would like that more. I'm not going to judge you either way. So again, thank you for joining me. I'm here every Saturday, 11 to 12 p.m. If you're wondering what I'm doing after this, I'm getting lunch. So yeah, think about that. Maybe you should get lunch too. Ooh, what's for breakfast? Or what's for lunch? Ooh. Yeah, think about that. Again, my name is On. I'm UGG On Air. Thank you for joining me. You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. That's right. WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Thank you for joining me. I will be here next Saturday. Stay full. Stay warm. Don't stay hungry. That would be really, really upsetting. Please don't be hungry. Okay, bye, guys. No, but you don't have a chance to light it.
And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo. Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Nobody wants to be forgotten. The Wounded Warriors Project strives to make sure that never happens. The veterans return from war different than when they left. And for many of them, life simply isn't the same. The pain of war is everlasting, and many veterans need our help. The Wounded Warriors Project seeks to offer that help.